USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is thrilled with the news of a proposed multi-billion-dollar Intel computer chip manufacturing plant in central Ohio. Biden applauded the project, calling it a historic investment in America and American workers. Biden also updating his administration's efforts to address a backlog of semiconductor chip orders in the supply chain, the president saying he expects China to respect those efforts.
I made this clear to President Xi of China. We need not have confrontation, but we have a stiff economic and technological competition, and we're going to insist everyone, including China, play by the same rules. We're going to invest whatever it takes in America, in American innovation, in American communities, and American workers.
The 49th annual March for Life taking place in Washington, D.C. on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich says he's not intimidated by the White House's threat to take away COVID relief money if the state continues to refuse making masking mandatory in schools. Arizona Governor Doug Ducey on Fox News says the state is taking it a step further.
Arizona is going to file a lawsuit against the Biden administration, against this federal overreach and continued bullying and attacks on our state.
This comes after Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin issued an order that prevents schools from mandating that kids wear face coverings in class. Frank and substantive, that's how U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken described a meeting with his Russian counterpart as that country is possibly getting ready to invade Ukraine. Blinken saying any troop movement across the Ukraine border is an invasion. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, Roar Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best, raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for Roar Raw. Check out this week's Roar Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Roar Raw.
Roar Raw.
The Winter Olympics are set to begin in early February in China.
With the Winter Olympics getting ready to start in about 2 weeks, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says President Biden isn't worried about the athletes going to China.
We work closely with the U.S. Olympic Committee. The athletes are going. The president's looking forward to cheering. I'm a bit Olympics obsessed myself, and I'm looking forward to cheering for them as well from home.
She made the comments on Fox. Officials are advising American athletes, though, to leave their personal electronics at home and use burner phones to avoid being tracked by the Chinese government. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Comedian Louis Anderson died Friday at the age of 68 years old after a lengthy battle with blood cancer. Anderson appeared in the 1988 film Coming to America as Maurice, an employee at a local McDowell's restaurant. Maurice explains to Eddie Murphy's character how he expects to move up the corporate ladder in the restaurant business.
You know, I started on cleanup just like you guys. But now, see, I'm washing lettuce. Soon I'll be on fries, then the grill. A year or two, I make assistant manager. And that's where the big bucks start rolling in.
That audio courtesy of the movie Coming to America. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.